Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. As I was seeking the Lord in terms of what He would have me to share with you, I just felt a real stirring and excitement in my spirit that many of God's people who have experienced, how can I describe it, just sort of a stalemate, like things just haven't been moving, things haven't been changing. I believe God is going to bring a spiritual breakthrough in your life. And I believe that if we can just lay hold of the Lord and just not put limits on our prayers or on our hopes. I believe God wants to transform our lives. He's doing a new thing in this hour and in this day, and He wants to pour out to you a new anointing. And as I sought the Lord in prayer, He led me to turn to Joshua, the 3rd chapter, verse 5. And the Lord said, "This verse is for you and for all those who will dare stand in faith." Hear the word of the Lord. Joshua said to the people, "Consecrate or sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." I know by the Holy Spirit that those who are listening, I believe God brings those who really have a hunger for more of God. I believe that you desire a more vital and deeper experience with the Lord. Certainly God has moved in your behalf and in your life many times, but I believe there's a breakthrough coming for God's people, coming for you, that will astound you and will cause your heart to rejoice. God said, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." This is a powerful statement that the Lord made to His people at that time. And God is, He doesn't change. His character doesn't change. Without faith, the word says, it's impossible for us to please God. And in that 3rd chapter of Joshua, it gives an account of the crossing of the Jordan River. Now, this was a very important time in the lives of the children of Israel. This was that the generation, the children who had grown up, who had not disobeyed the Lord. They'd wandered 40 years in the wilderness, and now they were preparing to enter the promised land. And the Ark of the Covenant led the way for the children of Israel. And as they responded, as the Lord said, the mighty miracle-working power of God moved on the face of the water. At that point in time, as they were preparing to cross, the Jordan was in flood stage. Now, they'd already seen, some of them, Joshua, Caleb, Moses, when they were led out of Egypt, as Moses extended his rod over the Red Sea, it parted. It was a wondrous, mighty miracle. And beloved, this is a picture of salvation. But when God's people, 40 years later, were gathered to enter Canaan, it was a step-by-step walking into the water so the waters parted. As the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, that was the very manifest presence of God, as they stepped into the edge of the water, the waters which were flowing down stood and rose up in one heap, and the priests stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all Israel crossed, passed over on dry ground. Now, as far as our lives today, beloved, there might be flowing rivers of troubles that you're faced with. It seems an impossible situation to go forward. But When God goes before you, beloved, the waters of trouble, whatever those waters would be, of despair, of oppression, of poverty, of sorrow, whatever you're going through, they're going to dry up. And beloved, what we have to do is to look at our circumstances through the eyes of faith. Can you imagine what it was like for the priests? They had to obey God. God told them to do a certain thing, to step forward in the water. Do you think they wanted to do that? It was such a dangerous time in the natural. But they obeyed in faith. They carried the ark into the water, and God worked a mighty wonder. Praise God. And spiritually, beloved, as you step out in prayer and in faith, you're basically stepping into the water. And do you know what? The presence of the Lord, the Ark of the Covenant, Jesus is going before you. This is a step of faith. God has never promised to remove all the obstacles from our path. Think about that. He hasn't said he would do that, but he's promised to give us strength and to make a way where there in the natural absolutely seems to be no way. And some of you listening to me right now are in a situation like that. It seems impossible in the natural. But if you will believe God, if you will hearken to the word of the Lord, as you will go forth in faith, everything in terms of your natural senses might be screaming, no, it doesn't seem, there's just no way. But God specializes in things called impossible. We used to sing that little chorus years ago. And if you will obey God, he will give you the grace and the wisdom and the strength to meet those problems. And through your obedience, he will give you victory over the thing that you fear or the things that you face. And I know this is a very special time before the Lord. The mighty heroes of faith in the Bible went through the same crisis that we go through in our walk with the Lord. Obviously, as we read the Word of God, there were doubts, there were fears, there were uncertainties at first, but in the presence and power of God, they rose above their own shortcomings and they did exploits in the name of Jehovah. And beloved, it's time for us to begin receiving that which God says he will do. If we'll only believe and if we'll only obey, there will be wonders done in our behalf. God's no respecter of persons. There's not what he did a millennium ago, he will do today. The early church, they certainly had an endowment of power that changed people's lives. And I believe as we approach the very end of the age, that we've not even begun to see the power and the victories that the body of Christ are going to see manifested in the lives of his disciples before Jesus returns, in our own personal lives. But what did the Lord say? He said to consecrate yourself. And that means, beloved, we have to bring ourselves to the Lord and ask him to forgive us of our sins, our shortcomings, our failures, and to prepare us to receive that which he is going to do. For tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. That's what God said. His wonders are mighty to the pulling down of the strongholds of darkness and breaking forth with the very light of his presence. The children of Israel moved together. They had to walk together. They obeyed what God said and they crossed over on dry ground. And I feel in my soul right now that God is speaking to you through these words, through the Holy Spirit. He's bringing his written word to bring a working of his wondrous power in your life anew and afresh. Glory to God. Whatever God is asking you, he will honor your step of faith. God's prosperity, beloved, is not limited to a special few. He wants to bless you. He wants you to know that he's a multiplier. He's a giver of the abundant overflow. There's plenty for you in Jesus. There's never been such a need as right now for Christians to learn that he is our provision, our supply. And I'm not just speaking financially. God is able to multiply back abundantly whatever you put into his hands, finances, time, energies. But first we have to obey. We have to put something into his hands for him to multiply. Remember the young boy with the two fishes and five loaves? Well, God worked a miracle. Jesus finished feeding the multitude and there were 12 baskets left over. That's God's kind of multiplication. If we give whatever it is in the right attitude for the right motives, God says he will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings there won't be room enough to contain. This is God's formula for giving. In every aspect of our lives, not just financially, we give in an act of faith, we give in obedience, we give because he's worthy, we give as an act of worship. That's the kind of giving that God honors, and he has promised great blessings. Praise God. Beloved, his love surrounds you. His love encircles you, compasses you about. He wants to fill you to overflowing with all his wondrous blessings and unsearchable riches. Bless the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hear the word of the Lord, beloved. I would say to you that you're not alone. I've sent forth my ministering angels to help you overcome the forces of darkness. They shall watch over you. They shall minister my peace to you. I know the attempts of the enemy to hold back your blessings. I've seen the enemy try to stop your victories. But it is now an appointed time, a season of favor, and I will unveil the mysteries of my kingdom as my angels bring forth blessings that I have reserved for you. Am I not able to reward your sacrifice? Yea, this world and all the wealth of this world is mine, and I will put abundant blessings into the hands of my faithful ones who will dare put me first. All the blessings you've received thus far have been just a foretaste, for truly I am the Lord, and I will not fail or forsake you. I am pleased with your obedience and faithfulness to me. I've seen the hunger of your soul, and I will satisfy you with heavenly manna. Behold, my presence and my anointing shall be more glorious, a more fulfilling reality to you than you've ever known before. Your rejoicing shall be overflowing when you see the mighty work that I will do in your life, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,